What is up, everyone? This is Noelle Foley, and you are listening to Pro Wrestling Proverbs. Oh, yeah. Have a nice day.
Astronomicon 6.5 has came, and I went. I didn't see you there, pal.
Yeah, you know, I'm not really looking forward to this episode, if I'm going to be 100% honest, to recording it. Imagine that your parents got you, like, a ticket to Disneyland.
Oh, I've never been, so okay.
And you're like, oh, I'm a month away. I'm going to Disney. Oh, 3 weeks away. Going to Disney. And then, like, 3 days before, your job's like, hey, actually, no, you can't, because we're scheduling you on the days that you aren't supposed to work, and also, you're going to get a flat tire, and it's on the side of the tire, and not, like, the actual tread of the tire where they can patch it or repair it, and you have to get a whole new tire, because it's in a spot that's irreparable on the sidewalk. The day before the convention's supposed to start, and that takes up your entire paycheck that you got, like, the day before. And, yeah, then you're like, oh, I guess I can't go to Astronomicon because I had $13 in my bank account and no gas to get there, so.
Whoa, wait, 1 second. I thought we were talking about Disney.
Oh, yeah, Disney. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it was like for me to not go to Astronomicon. Yeah. So now I get to see, but then after the trips comes and goes, and you're like, your brother gets to go. He comes home and gets to tell you about all the cool stuff he did at Disneyland. So that's what this podcast is going to be like. So, Logan, please continue. Tell me what awesome things you did at Astronomicon while I sat at home and slept and wept.
Yeah. So like Anthony said, it was earlier in the week. He said he didn't know if he'd be able to go. His work scheduled him. You can cut that out. And I was like, okay, but he's like, yeah, we'll make it work. You know, it's still a drive from where he lives, but it's not too awful.
Like, I would just go, because I work overnights, so I would go home, then I would go, and then I'd just go to work tired that night. Like, it's not, like,
yeah.
Like I don't work, like, a crazy demanding job. Like, I'm not operating heavy machinery or anything. So it would have been feasible, but it was just a kick in the dick, let me tell you.
And then a couple days later, I get a Snapchat, and I have a flat tire, and yeah, so everything kind of piled up on him.
Yeah, you ever, like, you know, when you go start your car and it tells you, like, your PSI is at, like, 2? That's fun. That's a great time. Like, oh, no. And, oh, also, turns out, this is how I know we're supposed to talk about Astronomicon, but this is how I found this out. Because I was going to, like, just take the tire off and put the boot on. But,
yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, I'm really lazy. I don't want to do that. Because, like, I knew it was, I had a hole in it, like, a couple of days beforehand, because it kept getting low and I had to keep refilling it with air. But
okay. But
that time I didn't drive it for, like, a hot minute, like 12 hours or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it, like, got really completely flat, and so I'm like, now I'm fucked. Cuz, like, I thought I could, like, you know, put it off for a little bit. It was just a small hole or whatever. But so, like, I'll just put the boot on it. No big deal. And then I got lazy. I didn't want to do it. It was hot out. So I called my padre. I was like, hey, I know you got that air compressor one. Yeah, just bring it up. So I get the air filled up, and I go to Discount Tire, and it turns out the lug nuts on my tire were, like, swollen.
Oh, no.
So, like, instead of it being, like a 9, for example, it was, like, a 9.5 to get it off. So if I even got it off somehow, because they said I probably wouldn't have been able to get it off with, like, the tools in there, but if I somehow got it off, that when I put the boot on, it wouldn't fit. So that would have been even more fucked with a car in my parking lot with no tire on it. Anyway, Ashinomicon was fun, huh? You had a good time?
Our I called her our unofficial third member, because this is probably the second time
she's like our press manager, I'd say.
Yeah, this is the second time that she's helped us with, you know, being there. She was there to record if needed. She helped us at the last Astronomicon. She recorded my interview with Devon Dudley. Look that up on YouTube when you get a chance. But unofficial third. We had to drive, got some McDonald's beforehand. This is the third Astronomicon in a row.
Did you get the Grimace shake?
No, because it was breakfast.
Oh, you still probably could have got it.
Two McGriddles and a hash brown. I ate one McGriddle and a hash brown on the way there, and then ate the other McGriddle on the way back. But anyway, you know, we get there. We got there about half hour, 45 minutes after it started. We wanted to get there when it started, but, you know, had to wait for McDonald's. I didn't really want to get out of bed that morning. A lot of things. We got there. I really liked how it was set up. I know I mentioned on the last one that I thought the setup, it was a little crammed before. Just how they had all the meet and greets kind of spread throughout and kind of created lines. Because those of you that haven't been to a convention, not just a wrestling, not just a Comic-Con, just any convention, people do not have personal boundaries. They'll kind of just be in their own little world. And especially if they're in a line, like, no one knows how to curve a line. No one knows how to just stand in the line. They have to just take up as much space as they possibly can. And it bugs me. And the older I get more and more annoyed with people in lines, more and more annoyed with people with big-ass strollers, more and more annoyed with people on Rascals. Like, if you know you're coming to this, get a smaller Rascal. Maybe lose some weight. Just get a smaller stroller. Get a smaller bag.
You are right, because the one I went to with you at at the community college down there, there's a couple people, man, that like that just took up the entire fucking walkway.
Yeah, and then they go down the middle of the aisle. They don't try and go to either side, not like that would help, but they just go down the middle, and they just go at a snail's pace. Like, come on. But I digress. They had it set up to where you walked in, and in the main room was all the vendors, all the merch. To the left this year was the photo ops, which is nice because the people getting the photo ops didn't feel like cattle like we did during the Danhausen one. And then if you kept going toward the back, that's where all the meet and greets were. The clerks people were, of course, first because, like we mentioned before, this was put on for the people who were supposed to meet Kevin Smith and Jason Lee at 6. They didn't get a chance to. This was kind of Astronomicon's redemption / their first attempt at doing a second con for the year. But yeah, the clerks people, in front of the clerks people was Demolition and Buff Bagwell. And you went into the other room. There was RVD. There was Lita. The Greatest Wrestling Collector was against the corner. I did not see Gangrel. I could have missed him if he was by the GWC, because I don't really, once you see his booth, you've seen it 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing changes.
And all Godfather the figures sitting there high as fuck.
Yeah, there wasn't even Godfather this year, but there's the Macho Man mannequin, where it's got the mask, the robe, the Intercontinental title. And then there's usually another mannequin, and then a bunch of figures that are way too much money for someone like me. Like, I love to collect, I love to buy things. But once it's over like $75, it's gonna be hard for me to spend money on it. Even with like concert tickets, I'm a big Kiss fan. Kiss is doing the last tour. If Kiss would have been like $100 a ticket, I probably would have said no. As much as your parents tried to convince me to go no matter what, I money to me, I'll spend a lot of it, but I can't spend a lot at once, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But in that back room was Darren McCarty was there too, which we'll get to him in a second. But I really liked how it was set up. The front of the convention center was nice and cool. Where all the celebrities were, which is where all the people were, it was hot. It was a hot day. I don't know, again, if it's because I'm getting older or what, but as soon as I got in that hot spot, I'm like, yeah, we're going to have to wait until, you know, the people we want to see are here. Because I'm not hanging out back here. I'm sweating. I'm not having a good time. So we looked at a bunch of vendor stuff first. if you're following us on our socials, and if you're not, why aren't you? You listening to the podcast, you know? Yeah. Go to our Facebook, go to our Instagram, go to our Twitter, go to our TikTok. I don't collect all the rubber LJN figures. I think that'd be silly to do. I'm not Matt Cardona. But they did have a Bobby Heenan one, and Bobby Heenan's one of my guys, both for managing and announcing. So now I have a Bobby Heenan one to go with my Bruno Sammartino, who is another one of my guys, and a George Steele, who's a local legend. That's the three larger rubber ones I've got. I also got excited because I didn't realize Kerry Von Erich had the old school, like the plastic figure. And I love some Von Erichs. So I got one of those as well. I also, I didn't post it because it's not wrestling related. I found a little baby Fozzie Bear figure. It's now on my Muppet shelf. I got stickers. There's this one guy that does like horror movies as babies. So it's got Ghostface and he's playing with a little kid's phone. I got one for my dad where it's Jaws. He's in a diaper and he's playing with a toy boat that looks like the boat from the movie. The one I got myself was Godzilla, and the blocks he's playing with spell Tokyo. And he's got, like, a little building that he's destroying. It's good fun. I enjoyed getting that sticker. But after we bought a couple things, I was like, you know, let's go see. Because before this, I reached out to Darren McCarty. I reached out to Buff Bagwell. I reached out to Kikane Girl. And I reached out to Lita to see if we could get an interview at the table. Because we mentioned it before as well. I feel weird going up to the table if I'm not already getting an 8x10.
Right.
And being like, hey, can we interview you? And if they say no, just being like, okay, and leaving. I've already met Lita. So I didn't need to get in her line again. I think, now that we didn't have to interview him, I think Gangrel is one of the most overrated Attitude Era people of all time. I think the Brood, sure, there's good music and sure the atmosphere is cool because he spits blood.
Yeah, cool entrance.
Yeah, I thought he sucked in the ring. I think you take that entrance away and he's nothing. I mean literally the only good part about Gangrel was people that were around him. Luna Vachon, the Hardys, Edge and Christian. Right. You take those away, sucks. That's why Kevin Thorne failed in WWE CW, right? Because no one cares about a vampire in a wrestling ring. Sorry, but he didn't respond, so I got to wipe my brow there. Buff Bagwell, I still have interest in talking to. He didn't respond either. Darren McCarty said for us to meet him there, chat about some future things. Before we get to him, though, I told you before this, I was wearing an RVD shirt. It was actually my dad's. He bought it when we went to Monday Night Raw in, it was 2003, early 2003. And RVD pointed out, he's like, I love your shirt, dude. And I told him I liked his, and I kind of looked. I'm like, are you on lunch? I don't think so. I'm like, why aren't you with anyone? I'm like, this line's for you, isn't it? Oh, that's for Lita. And I go, well, then can I come up and see? And he goes, yeah, right on. Got my signed 8x10. Got a picture with him. He was just a cool guy. He gave me a sticker for his YouTube channel. We've talked about Battle in the Creek before.
Yeah.
I'm excited to meet him again at Battle in the Creek. He just seems like he enjoys being there. He had his Hall of Fame ring on. I always love when they have the rings on. They don't just, you know, stick them in a shelf and forget it.
Or pawn them off.
Yeah, Abdullah. Sonny. He was a good guy. He was genuine. he didn't have a long line like I thought he would. That Tom Savini that we talked about on our social media that created the Bray Wyatt mask, he didn't have any line anytime I walked by his table, which I thought was a shame. But after RVD, we went to Darren McCarty. Introduced myself, told him how we talked on Twitter. If you haven't seen our socials yet, this will be a surprise to you, but Darren McCarty, former Stanley Cup champion, is going to be on our podcast.
I am very, very excited to have Darren McCarty on.
It'll be at a future date. We don't know the date yet. And for those of you questioning, because why Darren McCarty? He plays hockey.
He's an Impact Wrestling superstar.
Yeah, he was on Impact. He got powerbombed through a table by Bully Ray. He's actually going to be in Fowlerville for a show, an independent show, where he's managing a couple guys against Devon Dudley's sons. So that's pretty. I mean, I told you before, I'm wondering if maybe he's going to do some sort of overarching feud with the Dudleys. It's possible. But he seemed excited. He said that we put some good stuff out there. And he's just excited to talk wrestling. He said no hockey, which I get. I mean, when you do something your whole life,
right,
or most of your whole life, you're kind of just done with it.
Which kind of sucks. Cause when you told me that he said that, I was like, I got to come up with like a hockey question to ask him. Like, oh, what would Claude Lemieux do an Impact or something? And I was I can't do nothing like that.
Yeah, no, he's excited about wrestling. He says he loves wrestling because it's one of the few topics out there that has so many different opinions and so many fans. He did say that everyone gets together and loves each other's opinions, which I don't know if it's because he's new to wrestling or what, but if you look at our Twitter, people do not love each other's opinions.
No,
I'm excited to have him.
Especially our Twitter.
He was a very genuine guy, and he just seemed excited, which got me excited. Pictures with me and him are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And then after we talked to him, we walked around a couple more times. We did what we went there to do. I spent my $100 to meet RVD, and we left. I mean, there wasn't any of the horror people I needed to meet at this point. And, I mean, I like Clerks, but I didn't need to meet any of them. So then we came home after a couple more stops throughout the day. And then the next day, I changed up my autograph wall. I have an autograph wall that it's everyone that I've met. All their signed 8x10s, or if I made a collage of them, they're on the adjacent wall. And now it's kind of just my VIPs of wrestling.
The VIP.
I took down some of the others. My brother, I'm sure, probably a little upset. I took Shane Douglas down. I took Adam Cole down. But I just want to have room because I figure with all these happening, you know, I don't want my wall to be so full. And I've noticed that my cats are starting to like rub on the photos or like they'll try and claw at them and it pulls them down. And yeah, the frames are $1, but still, I'd rather pull the frames down myself than go down and see that they're like broken and shattered on the floor.
Right.
But yeah, all in all, it was a success. Rob Van Dam has always been one of my favorites. It's not like a full podcast meme, but it's a meme to myself. But you want to guess where I learned about RVD? Right. Legends of Wrestling. He was a character on it, which I always look back, and in the first game, him and Eddie Guerrero are legends, and it's because they weren't signed to WWE yet. But it's always weird to me, because they're so much younger than everyone else. But yeah, that's... I learned of him there, and then I love what he does in the ring, what he still does even. He's one of the more exciting people. And like I said, he's just really genuine. A lot more genuine than another ECW champ I met at an Astronomicon. I feel like I could have asked RVD for an interview and he wouldn't have asked for $100, but you know.
He probably would have just either said no or yes.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Battle of the Creek. I'm hoping we get to talk with him there.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
But yeah, Astronomicon 6.5, for what I went there to do, and my wife and I realized that it's better when you're there or when Dalton's there, my brother, because it gives us a reason to like look around more or stay. As we went through our one or two times, then I'm like, all right, I'm ready. I'm hot. Let's get home.
That's like the worst part of the day, though, when you like you realize like, okay, I've seen everything that's I possibly would want to see, and yeah. I've now have the option of okay, this time you know we didn't pay to get in this time or last time, but the times where we did it was like, okay, now do we want to get our money's worth and stay,
yeah,
and walk around again and potentially spend more money, or you know, bite the bullet and just go home.
I didn't think of it that way, but yeah, you're right. Didn't pay for these, so maybe that's why I was more willing to be like, all right, peace.
I'm out.
It's cool. Again, we got the little badges. So then when we get our... Because I'm assuming really cool Comic-Con's going to have... Even if it's like the Great Lakes Con, they'll have something.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming Battle of the Creek will have something. So even if those are the only ones that we end with on the year, that will be 5.
Yeah, the
passes that PWP we've gotten.
PWP convention tour of 2023.
Yeah. And you figure that's just the ones that we didn't pay for. Because I've also done the Squared Circle Con. We'll talk about it a little bit later this, but WrestleCon is coming up.
Yeah, and we can just talk about it. WrestleCon's coming to Detroit and a certain... other convention that teased us, and literally on the last podcast we uploaded,
yeah,
the State of the Pod one, we talked about, oh, they're probably not even doing one this year, or like this summer, it'll probably be later in the fall.
Conrad!
Turns out, no, it's happening, but just not in Detroit, after they blue-balled us with that gif. It is in Chicago.
Chicago.
Fuck Chicago. Yeah. Your pizza sucks. Your pizza sucks. Your city sucks.
Ooh!
Everything about your fucking city sucks. Your teams suck. All your teams suck. The Bulls suck. The Bears suck.
Yeah.
The Cubs suck.
Yeah.
The Blackhawks suck. The White Sox suck.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course your White Sox. What other color socks going to be? Idiots.
Not red.
But, yeah, no. No, fuck Boston. But, they announced it actually today, the day of recording.
Like, an hour ago.
Yeah, that it's going to be in Chicago, like I said, for AEW. Which, I told you, I find funny. Because I know Conrad does a lot with Bischoff. Bischoff pretty much hates AEW. He critiques it a lot, he hates it. Conrad also clearly works with Ric Flair. Ric Flair hates the cons. So the only people he works with that likes AEW is Jim Ross and Shivani, and of course they like it because they fucking work for it.
Right.
I mean, what are you going to do? Because if the prices for AEW people are as much as they were at the last StarCast, that's crazy. Like, Miro was $80. Sorry. I'm not paying $40 for Miro.
He was the redeemer, Logan.
Yeah. Yeah, redeem this voucher so I can meet him for free. Like, even Cesaro was like, what, $100?
I don't remember.
Out of my price range. Just... And if it's with AEW, you know it's going to be an AEW-centered one. Because it's in Chicago. There's not a lot you can do in Chicago that really matters anymore. Legion of Doom's dead. Luger does the convention circuit anyway. The only thing I could think is I'm pretty sure Flair and Steamboat fought in Chicago, so maybe you could tie it into that. But even that's a stretch. It's going to be an AEW one. It's going to be another CM Punk one. Everyone's going to go meet CM Punk and AJ Lee. Sorry, AJ Mendez. That's what it's going to be. And you know what? I'll be honest. I don't care.
And you know, I just realized, if it is like an AEW-centric one, all those wrestlers are going to be fucking miserable. It's the weekend of All Out. Think about it. The week before, literally, what they're doing is the first to the third. Like less than 4 or 5 days before, they're traveling back from London after competing at All In. Then they have TV on Wednesday, TV on Friday, and TV on Saturday.
Yeah, I already told you what I think happened. I think Conrad was like, hey, Papa Rick, do you think we can do a StarCast for SummerSlam? And then he's like, I don't know, ask Hunter. Hey, Hunter, I don't know if you saw, I did StarCast. Do you think we can do one before SummerSlam? He goes, who the fuck are you? Why did the last StarCast, the Ric Flair's last match? Oh, so you're the dipshit that got him to come out of retirement. I don't think I thought it was a pretty damn well match. Maybe Dave Meltzer didn't think so, but I thought so. And then he got told no again, and he's like, hey, Tony, they won't let me do it. And Tony Khan's like, yeah, sure, okay. You're paying for it all? Sure, go for it.
High Spots is doing it. Enjoy.
Yeah, so as we said, WrestleCon, which I kind of feel bad we didn't talk about this before or get excited before, because if you look, they announced it like March, April, it's going to be in Detroit. I had no idea. The reason I found out is because it wasn't even a WrestleCon post. Someone else talked about how Nails was going to be there. And I don't understand why Nails has a cult following. He feuded with Boss Man, he feuded with Taker, that was about it. I've never been one of those guys that because someone had like one I don't like the Shockmaster. He's got a cult following. Don't like him. Don't understand. Elegante / Giant Gonzalez now has a cult following. Don't understand. Mantar. Don't fucking get it. I don't understand why these people have like one or two things and they just have all these fans. But I digress. Nails was announced. And at first I joked about it at work. I'm like, oh good, they announced WrestleCon and Nails is the first host. This has got to be pretty good. He's the first guest. It's going to be great. But I mean, they've announced Sting. They've announced Ted DiBiase, IRS, Lex Luger. It's clearly going to be an early 90s, which I was excited about because I thought it was a theme. But like I pointed out to you earlier, all the people from the 80s are pretty much dead.
Yeah, that kind of happens.
All the 70s are pretty much dead. You got like your Bob Backlund and your Hulk Hogan's, but that's about it. I made a list at work today because it was pretty slow about early 90s stars that could be there that I'm hoping for. Let's get my hopes up like I did with the last StarCast.
Yeah.
But yeah, and the price, it's only $10 per ticket, which, I mean, it's pretty good. My hopes, I'll say this right now, I hope Jim Cornette's there. I'd love to meet Jim. I think that's possible. My other big one is Kevin Von Erich and Jimmy Garvin. I think Kevin Von Erich's a slim chance. Jimmy Garvin could be. But if the WrestleCon gods could give me Jim Cornette, I'd be a happy boy. From what I've seen, they had over 60 superstars at the last one, ranging from Jerry Lawler to Sasha Banks. So there could be a lot of people. It's like a traditional wrestling convention or a traditional convention in general where they have them blocked off. So certain people would be at like Friday A and certain people would be at Saturday B, that kind of thing. So we'd have to figure out exactly when we want to go. My other big hope is usually with these conventions, you've got something that ties everything together. Clearly, the last StarCast was Ric Flair's last match, so they tried to get superstars connected to Flair, at least for the bigger names.
Yeah.
I did research about SummerSlam, 2013, 2003, 93. 2013, Daniel Bryan got screwed for the first time by the Authority. not really going to bring anyone for that. 2003 was the second Elimination Chamber where Goldberg got screwed by Triple H. Not really going to bring anyone from that unless it's Goldberg. 93, though, was at the Palace of Auburn Hills, which is near Detroit. And it was when Lex Luger beat Yokozuna by countout and celebrated like a dumb fuck. Even though he won by countout, he didn't win the title. Now, all that aside, that is what that feud is what brought in the Lex Express. Now, wouldn't that be pretty cool? The PWP Express rolling up in the Lex Express.
If the PWP Express doesn't get a flat fucking tire the day before the fucking show, yeah, that would be awesome. But, yeah, not getting my hopes up on that one yet.
Yeah, they announced Luger today. I'm hoping they announce the PWP PWP Express will be there. Regardless. Flat tire, no flat tire, we'll be there.
No three wheels.
Yeah, we'll be there. Now, the Lex Express, I'd love to be there. I'm just excited to see if this convention can do what the last wrestling one we went to didn't do, and actually have proper signage. You know, say you've got your bigger stars like Mick Foley, Jerry Lawler, Ric Flair, Bret Hart, and they're in another building. Maybe signs that say they're in another building.
Well, you know, Logan, wrestling fans already know everything already. So they don't need signs.
What about this? What if they have panels at WrestleCon? How about you schedule autograph signings so they don't run right up to the panel, so the person has to leave their signing early? How about that?
I don't know. I think you're asking for too much, Logan.
Maybe have a convention run by someone who has event coordinating background and not someone who's just married a 16-time world champion's daughter.
Yikes. Well, I think on that note, thank you for listening.
In the famous words of Jim Cornette, Conrad Thompson, thank you, fuck you, bye. Should have been in Detroit. You're telling me that you're funding all of this? And you couldn't have it a few miles away in Detroit? Like, you're telling me that more people are going to be in Chicago for AEW than Detroit for SummerSlam for the first time in so many years? Come on. Idiot.
Well, yeah, All Out is selling out the United Center.
Yeah, big fucking whoop. Conrad Thompson.
Anyway, if you made it this far on the show, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social medias, link tree in the description, and check out our Etsy store if you want to support us financially. Maybe fund Logan's trip to StarCast 6. So you can go run wild there and meet all of his AEW favorites. We do have two brand new shirts up on the site that just went up live during this recording. One shirt and it's a pocket tee. So it's got like those Carhartt shirts, but instead of the Carhartt logo, it's the PWP logo.
And there we go.
My personal favorite, which I'm probably gonna get one of our samples that we get. We get a sample of a PWP men's bomber jacket. So it's kind of like It's kind of like that Ribera Steakhouse jacket other wrestlers get, but like cooler. So make sure you go and check that out. And we still have, because coming up very soon, within the next month or so, a podcast that I've been wanting to do for a long time. We're finally getting the script worked out, and we're returning to some of our long-form content, a la the Chris Benoit episode, the Bret Hart episode, the Von Erich episode. Recovering Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth. So in preparation for that podcast coming out here within the next couple of weeks, we have the promo code SAVAGE10. So make sure you use SAVAGE10 at checkout. You get 10% off.
10% off $15 or more, correct?
Yes, 10% off $15 or more. So that's a that's the new shirt. You can get a shot glass and a sticker or one of our hats. Yeah, so make sure you take advantage of that. SAVAGE10. 10% off $15 or more on our Etsy shop if you want to support financially. But it's not required, obviously. The best way to support it is to like the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you are. Give it a review, share it, and follow us on our social medias. That's what helps us the most. That helps us get these connections. That's how we're going to have a Dan Riccardi on the show here in a couple weeks. That's how we get invited to places like Battle of the Creek and Astronomicon. So thank you so much if you're one of those people. If you're not, it's okay too. We'll keep you around. But
you should unless you're Conrad.
Unless you're Conrad, then come to fucking Detroit, coward.
Add him to the list.